Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 18th, 2007. Once again, we are Stephen and Brookside Weber. It's our joy to share these messages with podcast listeners all over the world. We prepare them each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. Today's message is titled, Richly Rewarded. The scripture text is from Hebrews chapter 10. 35 and 36.
So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
Today is trash day. For many years, I've had the family assignment of gathering the trash from the small individual trash baskets throughout our home, pouring them into a large bag, and taking the bag out to the road. It's also my assignment to see we don't throw away something accidentally. The other day I was emptying the trash from a stairs room and discovered that she had thrown away an electric candle. She had broken the bulb and assumed it was no longer any good. I suppose we've all thrown away something we later regret. There's sure some stuff of my dad's I wish I now had. Specifically his stainless steel Aladdin thermos that Mom would fill with coffee before he left for work. Not only would that be practical, but also very sentimental.
While throwing out perishable goods is one thing, but we want to be diligent about holding on to key spiritual truths. The first part of today's text is a forthright command. So do not throw away your confidence. We want this to be drilled deeply into our hearts. When Stephen teaches from the book of Hebrews, he's taught that this very single verse summarizes the book's purpose in encouraging the initial recipients to remain faithful in the midst of the scorn and persecution that they were enduring.
But today's verse is a great truth for all readers to memorize and hide deep in our hearts. We all deal with different temptations and issues in life as we seek to stay faithful to Christ. The believers addressed in Hebrews were facing persecution and were tempted to go back to their old way of life. Perhaps part of the temptation was that in doing so, their persecutions might ease. There are many believers today under similar circumstances.
Going back to the old way of life remains the temptation in varying degrees for all believers, although for different reasons. For many readers, it may be the busyness of life, affluence, the persistent barrage of godless secular teaching, and other issues we confront daily that lull us into complacency or pull us back into the world. One that I have noticed is the heavy load many people bear as they overcome the consequences of many years of disobedience to God. It may have been tobacco, drug, or alcohol use, immorality, or indebtedness due to wasteful spending, or a number of other things.
Turning to Christ does not immediately negate the long-term consequences of these past sins. In reality, although some are miraculously delivered instantly, for many, issues will remain that require diligent and prayerful overcoming.
The enemy of our soul may persistently murmur, "What's the use?" and tempt us just to throw in the towel and give up. Sadly, we've known people who've done this. A major theme throughout Hebrews is, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. The word translated hold firmly is in the present active and conveys the ongoing need to actively participate in this holding on to our faith.
But as we conclude, note the great promise in the daily text. I have been blessed by it often. Have committed it to memory. I'll read the entire text again and you listen for the promise. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Any earthly rewards pale in comparison to the eternal rewards our Heavenly Father bestows on the faithful believer. May the Lord's present and future promises strengthen your faith today and fill you with anticipation for the future when you will be richly rewarded.
Let's pray together. Father, The writer of Hebrews encourages us not to abandon our faith when difficulties arise. It is during these times of testing that we prove our faith to be genuine, if we persevere. We choose not to shrink back and be destroyed, but instead we choose to be numbered with those who believe and are saved. We thank you for the present rewards that come with diligently serving you, and by faith we look forward to the eternal rewards you promise to the faithful. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Brooksine. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a beautiful but very cold day here in Pennsylvania, and hopefully we'll get some snow. I know parts of the country and probably world have had all the snow they want, but we've not had any yet in where we live. Maybe a light, very light dusting that didn't even stick sometime this winter. Well, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we do suggest a couple of supplemental songs, one that I have used often in this series. One of my favorite contemporary choruses and songs is Knowing You by Graham Kendrick, and there is actually an entire audio file of that song, a link to it, that is on his website. He has a remarkable website with lots of his music on it, full version. Really appreciate that. Also a song that comes to mind by Selah, I just used a couple of weeks ago, I'm aware of, but it really fits again today in regard to staying faithful. It's called Press On, and we also have a link to that song up. I don't know where it's at. This music is not on our website, but we find it on the web. I'd like to share it. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. Don't throw away your confidence. Remember, it will be richly rewarded. Thank you.